Throne and prayer changes things. I don't know if I can get through this, but I'm going to share a little bit of a prelude to lay the foundation. I want to explain some of the little details that God did in this whole thing with me and Marlene. And then at the end, I have a nice nugget to share. As you know, some of you don't know, Jesse and Joel and myself were over in Alton Bay, New Hampshire, at a Full Gospel Businessmen's Men's Advance Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. Well, on Saturday morning, my cell phone rings. It's my daughter-in-law. And this is what I hear on the phone. Marlene has been on the floor all night and is in very bad shape. We're calling in an ambulance. I was undone. I was freaked out. What can I say? I told Bob Zider I have to go home and why, and I knew he would have the entire men's advance praying for Marlene. But I want to back up about something, and don't miss the point, the little details. Because I see God was doing something as I look at these, quote, small details. Last night, the guest speaker says, help yourself to my newest CD of gospel hymns. That never happens. Usually we have to pay for them, and I seldom buy them because I'm already got too many. But for some unknown reason, I did pick one up. This morning, Saturday, I keep thinking, should I skip the service and go home? It wasn't a do-it thing, but it was just, I kept thinking I should skip the service and go home. Just a thought. But also, I seldom have my cell phone on at these events because I don't need it. However, there was no clock in my room, so I had my cell phone on. That's a big deal. So I had it on so I could tell time for the meetings and everything. I want to say right up front, I don't think for one second that having that CD or having that cell phone on or the thought that went through my head was a coincidence. It was not a coincidence. And during the 2.5 hour drive home, I listened to that CD in its entirety over and over again. It was by, Tiff Shuttlesworth. I had never heard him before, but the whole meeting was awesome, and he was a good singer. And these were, no offense. most of them were all old hymns, and I'm an old hymn person. But he sang a song that I never heard before, and it jumped off of the, it just spoke to me, and I thought, yes, I can relate to that. That's my testimony. It's kind of unusual, and I've never actually thought of it that way. I've always thought about God giving up on me, and sometimes I've thought about me giving up on myself. But it never crossed my mind. The title of this song is, Ain't Gonna Give Up on God. And I can relate to so much of this, and I think some of you can too. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. I've been down in the valley, stuck in the mud. I've had to look up just to see the bottom. If you're looking for stories, brother, I got them. But I ain't gonna give up on God. I've been busted, I've been bruised, I've been battered and torn. I've walked through the desert, weary and worn. I've had me some biscuits without any gravy, but in every situation, the hand of God fed me. So I ain't gonna give up on God. The God that I serve can ride on the wind. I've seen him come through time and time again. He's my salvation, and he's my cornerstone. He's my salvation and cornerstone. Read that again, it sounds good. a steady foundation I'm building on. Like old brother Job, who went through the test, at the end of the day, I know I'm truly blessed. Sometimes I may bend, but I won't break. I'm holding on with rock-solid faith. I promised to show up, so I'll be here waiting. You're wasting your time, so get behind me, Satan. The God that I serve can ride on the wind. I've seen him come through time and time again. He's my salvation, my cornerstone, a steady foundation I'm building on. When the going gets tough and the battle is long, the great God Jehovah is steady and strong. So I ain't gonna give up. I ain't gonna give up. No, no, no. That is a song that was sung by Tiff Shuttlesworth on that tape. I looked it up and I was surprised. I never heard it before. But there's a lot of gospel singers that have sung it. And it sure relates, I can relate to it. But I like how God was with those little details. Because when I was on riding that 2.5 hour ride, those songs kept that stinking accuser of the brethren voice with his negative thoughts running through my head. Those songs drowned it out. I praise God for that. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise God.